Alle Yeshua Chelek Alef, Daf Kuf Ein Vav. At the top, Kvar Nisba'er B'Mareches Das Atzmeinu B'Ferek Vav. We explained above, this was in Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. Ki Rigshas Oinig V'Tzar Hu Ani Atzmoi. That the sense of pleasure, the pursuit of pleasure and the avoidance of pain or discomfort is the very core of the one's identity. We can paraphrase the common aphorism and say, tell me what pleasures you aspire to and I'll tell you who you are. Now, the usual aphorism, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are, which is accurate enough. We can paraphrase it in this way. If you know what a person's aspirations are in terms of the types of pleasure that he seeks, well, that's who he is. When a person aspires for physical pleasures, that's what captivates him. That's his essence. When, in contrast, a person preserves his sense of pleasure for more intellectual and spiritual pursuits, then we actually acquire ruchanius. This is an explanation of a term that the author used before on Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, where he spoke about aniwa kinyan atzmi ba'adam. He uses this difficult phrase that the I, one's identity, is kinyan atzmi. It's what a person acquires in and of himself, and this is what he means. The full explanation is over here. Because the sense or the pursuit of pleasure is the very essence of a human being, and because one's aspirations then indicate who he is, when a person preserves his sense of pleasure, he doesn't allow it to devolve to base pleasures, but rather use it more sensitively for more subtle pleasures, intellectual and spiritual pleasures, that's when he actually gains within himself, ruchanius. That's what he means over here. Reino be'atzmeinu zachinu ruchanius, ve'lachen, and therefore, as the Rambam said above, davka zoi ahavas Hashem. This is specifically the application of ahavas Hashem. Lehanois ma'asagasui techlisana, to actually enjoy some understanding, some insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the utmost pleasure, as the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Sasei Gimel. This is the path of growth that we're tracing. Ha'atzla merachekis ruchanius. Laziness distances ruchanius, as we saw in those Meshalim of Shlomo HaMelech. That's what laziness does. It pushes away and rejects opportunities of ruchanius. Tikun yesid ha'afar kiruv shel ruchanius. To correct this, to improve, to perfect this foundation of our personality, is to draw near ruchanius, ani ruchani, to look at oneself in that way and to realize I have a very significant spiritual component. Uvah menim dendes ruchanius, in how to measure this, by eschewing unnecessary physical pleasures. And the author, of course, immediately goes in to qualify this. Ein hamechuvan baze lesegufim velemiut achol veshaseis. We do not mean over here a regimen of fasting or even limiting oneself in what needs to eat and drink. We're not talking about Mila de Chasidusa and perhaps what other great people that we may have heard of that limited very much the amount of eating and drinking that they did. That's not our discussion. Nekudas advarimi, the point here is lolius shekuim betanugiguf. That is not to be immersed in it. Not to be immersed in physical pleasure, in food, in drink, in other things. Pinuk yeter vehnais miyuterois. To have too much indulgence, unnecessary pleasures, einam huilmim es ben aliyah. It just doesn't suit a ben aliyah. It doesn't go together. Ben aliyah doesn't focus on these things. Ein la'asis bitnam eloyeihim, as the Chovos Lebavos puts it in that classical passage, those people who turn their stomach into their God, and that's, we're surrounded by that world, a world that, for which going out, dining out is a whole world. That's their God. This restaurant and that restaurant and this new fad in cuisine and that new fad in cuisine. That idea of going out and to turn one's stomach into one's God, it just doesn't go together with being a Ben Aliyah. Ben Aliyah ainu medaber klal al iski achila ushesiya. Ben Aliyah doesn't talk about these things. It's not a topic of conversation. This food and that food. Elim kele tzoch brius, unless the focus is on health. Oylichvod ba'al asabais, or in order to flatter or express gratitude towards ba'al asabais, whether one's own ba'al asabais or a host. That, and then it's appropriate. But in between Bnei Aliyah, it's not shaykh to be discussing food and drink and this particular dish, that particular thing. Furthermore, Ben Aliyah ainu medaber klal liskei mamoin, elim keletzor dachuf. Ben Aliyah doesn't speak about issues of money and the stock exchange and what one's investments are doing and this stock exchange or that one, unless there's a need, unless it's necessary to discuss it. Ben Aliyah merchek achila gasa. Ben Aliyah also stays away from achila gasa. It's just inappropriate forms of eating. Mishtadelish mohil chois Sudan tries to observe the numerous halachos of Sudan. It's not so easy. Ulam, however, we must point out, kol richuk tanug yaguf eno ela siman leben aliyah. All of this is just an indication that someone is a ben aliyah. To stay away from these things, and again, we're not talking about fasting and denying oneself, but just not immersing oneself in that area. That's an indication that a person is ben aliyah. Adam shenichnas le'ilam ruchani v'sham v'yaseh. A person has entered a spiritual realm, and that's where he dwells. He knows already how to distinguish. He's capable and he's experienced this. True pleasure and hanasaguf. Again, he preserves, he protects that ability. Like we said last time, a person whose world is the world of fine classical music is going to protect his sense of hearing. He's not going to spend his days in a noisy discotheque. He's not going to spend his days all the time next to a jackhammer and thereby lessen his ability to sense this pleasure. The same thing over here, in a broader sense. A Ben Aliyah preserves that sense of pleasure, leval yitapes begufanius, so that it shouldn't be attached to gufanius. Velama yishmor, and why is that? This is the source of biases. This is the source of the body seduces and introduces biases and prejudices, which is ma'avir osan al datein. It prevents us from thinking clearly and seeing clearly. Those pleasures are what actually hide that. What Rav Dessler calls mabat emet. Again, going back to that crude analogy of mine, if a person does spend all his time next to a jackhammer and in discotheque constantly, he will not be able then to go back and be able to enjoy fine, subtle music. He won't be able, it will be beyond him. Hamabat hachitzonu latanugim, looking outwardly towards those pleasures, ha'olech acharei achemda b'kina, allow oneself to follow these paths. It actually blocks the path towards one's inner world. Going back to the Rambam. Ach ikar ha'ikarim. Amazing how the author puts it. The ikar, the most important. This is something that is equally applicable to anyone who's even a little bit involved in avodah pratis. It's something that's shaveh lechol nefesh. Hu lehanois me'asagasoy tachlis ana'a. As the Rambam says, the basic level of Ahavas Hashem. Of course, there are higher levels, but the Rambam says that level which is incumbent upon every Jew, because we have a mitzvah, Ohavta es Hashem Elokecha, is to enjoy spiritual pleasures. Kol masho anu masifim simchas nefesh ve'oineg bedivrei Torah v'maseh mitzvahs. The more we add satisfaction, joy, in divrei Torah v'maseh mitzvahs, and this is in itself some avoida. One can't just pass over this thing. When you have a chidush, the author is saying, revel in it, enjoy, immerse yourself in it. When a person has an insight, when a person's heard, to enjoy it, to allow oneself that bliss. of the Divrei Torah and Maaseh Mitzvah is also. A person can enjoy a Maaseh Chesed, can enjoy whatever mitzvah it is. The more one does it, Yose'anu Zochim Li'atzeim B'Torah, the more a person becomes stronger in Torah. And with that, Hinenu Lavi Baze Michta Mimaran Rab Simcha Zissel Zichu Yagin Aleinu Mikelm Misefer Chochmah Musa Siman Yud Zayin. Now this article, with this letter, was referred to above. I'm just pointing out on Daf Kuf Nun Dalid. The author there made the point that you will discuss a certain point here. Ma'amar Mibesari Echezei Elokah. Of course, Mibesari Echezei Elokah, Pasuk in Yoiv, from our flesh, I perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a letter of the Alter Mikelm. Ani hoyisi bevais afeil. I was in a dark house. Segur hachalonois, the windows were shut. Acharei zichasa shemesh. It was after sunrise. Vaya ner dilek. There was a lamp that was on. Vis anagti minane. Of course, it gave me pleasure. I could see. V'teichev kishenifdecha sgiras hachalonio. It's a little matris. Immediately when the blinds were opened, hayali aner lemasad. And the lamp was a waste, you know, a waste of time. When it's bright outside, one doesn't need it. אמרתי בליבי, מה זה חידוש? I said to myself, איזה חידוש? שאדם בעולם הזה מסענג בתענוגי תויהו. It's a mashal, this experience, that in עולם הזה, a person makes do with such trivialities. Like here, once the shutters were open, there was so much light pouring in that little oil lamp or the little bulb was trivial. It doesn't give anything. You hardly even notice that it's burning. And that's the same as a person allowing himself to delight in this little lamp and ignore the bright light outside. Person is misaneg betanugei toyo. Acharei she'ein ha'or elyon he'anug ha'nifla pasuch lefanav, because the supreme light is not open to him. He's not aware. V'yafel oner katan, and therefore he delights in this tiny little bulb, batel umvutan neged or ha'shemesh, which is null and void in comparison to the sunlight. Of course, it's nothing in comparison to the original light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and that will have, that the Nevi'im speak about. He continues, Hine anachnu ro'im hayelet mitechila misaneg bedivrei shitus. We see how toddlers enjoy complete nonsense. Lirikoiv al makel velechoz bichnaf chaviroi. They ride a hobby horse and they hold on to somebody's garment, Larutzke Susan Brochvoy, and he imagines himself galloping on his horse. And of course, we look at its complete triviality. But the child just revels in it, he immerses, he wallows in this pleasure, and sometimes in the mud as well. And it's good, it's healthy for him. At the appropriate age, of course, it's healthy for him. It grows a little bit. He stops playing with hobby horses. He chooses some other triviality. He starts playing with, I don't know, marbles, whatever. And then he grows a little older. And then it starts with things to do with money, and he wants recognition. He wants to earn a certificate. And maybe the certificate is even framed. And only the people, he becomes more sophisticated in his ta'avois. And many, many desires that a child develops as he grows, all included in Chazal's statement in Bava Basra, Ayin Ches. Im Adam Asim Atzmo Ki Ayir Zeh, if a person makes himself like this young donkey. Ve'lama Zois, why is this? So this is the point we mentioned before when we learned about one's identity, when we spoke about the essence of a person being the pursuit of pleasure. And this is what the Alter Mikelm says here. The root, the source of a person, where the neshama is carved from, is a place of the ultimate pleasure. Ba'olam ha'elyon. V'zeh hana'a atzuma me'oid. The most intense bliss. V'nimtza ki yesod ha'briya al hana'a. That's the foundation of the whole briya. Using the terminology of Chazal, even though the person may not be aware of it consciously, but at least subconsciously, he is aware, mazle chazei, that really this life is about pleasure. That's what it is. And therefore, as long as no brighter light makes itself apparent, as long as you're not aware that if you just open the blinds, there would be this bright light pouring in. Gam ner kol dehu, then even the tiniest lamp or bulb, even at the tiniest pleasure, ahuvet slomo, you will love it, you will revel in it. So for the child who doesn't know yet, let's say, of the pleasure that one can gain from a book, so for him the hobby horse, that's the ultimate pleasure, nothing more pleasurable than that. He's not aware yet, there's something beyond this, perhaps a board game, perhaps a book, perhaps a conversation, and of course this extends to adulthood as well. So he loves it. The very concept of pleasure, the whole experience, comes from a supreme source in Olam Elyon. Ve'avein ze heitev. Understand this well, says Alter Mikam. Because the point here, this is not limited to children or teenagers. The point is it extends. And then people who don't go beyond that are stuck for the rest of their lives with these physical pleasures without understanding that there is more. There's pleasure in mitzvot, there's pleasure in Torah, there's pleasure in Ruchanius in general. If the person is fortunate enough to sense a greater pleasure, more appropriate, a more subtle, intellectual thing, which enjoys more, then he understands, well, what's the point of a light being on in the middle of the day? There's so much sunlight, I don't need this anymore. And none of us reminisce anymore about riding a hobby horse. You know, we've passed that stage. It doesn't hold any attraction anymore. If a person becomes a chacham and becomes accustomed to chokhmah, become accustomed to the pleasure of wisdom, of growing, of spiritual pleasures in general, then he comes to just see every physical pleasure as trivial, ultimately. Velama, why? Kiniftach or Hashemish. Now he's exposed to sunlight. Ushagabet tihara mayahane. What in the lamp in the middle of the day? If you have that already, then what does it mean? That restaurant or that couch or whatever it is, these things become completely trivial at that point. Adkab.